Hello and welcome back to the show. It's time for our first official scone scoring. This is birthed out of Ruben and I's love for the scone. Are you comfortable with that pronunciation there?
Scone?
Well? Scone? Are you okay with that?
Look, I'm not going to be judgmental of it. It's just not what I say.
Yeah.
But right, I've also heard you not say that as well.
Yeah,
so.
No, I know. I'm just saying it now for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Before we dive into it, acknowledge, Ruben, you're looking very slick and very cool today.
Thank you so much. So are you.
Thank you. Thank you. This is just my normal outfit, but this jacket you've got on.
I want this
just
to be my normal outfit. This is the same brand as your...
Is it?
Jersey, it's inside, yeah.
Oh, really?
It's really good,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Right, okay, so, scone review, please tell me, where are we starting?
Ah, okay, so, I mean, I had a few scones this week, Liam.
Yes.
You know, like any other week, I had a few scones.
Good scone week.
So, I think I'll throw off a few, you know, honourable mentions, and then we'll get into the real business. So, I had a scone at Supreme. Had a scone at Supreme, and I had a scone from Doubles, and the one I'm going to actually talk about, I'll review those on another date, but the one I had today, I want to talk about is from Beat Street.
Beat Street Cafe.
Beat Street Cafe.
On Barbados Street.
On Barbados, just reopened by Mr. David Chen himself.
It's nice and blue now.
It's nice and blue. A nice colour blue as well, baby blue.
Very exciting, because I walked past actually Beat Street to go to and from work. So this is a great place to start. So you went in, you purchased your scone.
Yeah.
Have your scone.
So first off the bat, it's a cheese and buttermilk scone.
Yeah, buttermilk. Nice. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Personally, I don't really know what that actually that differentiates from a normal cheese scone.
No, neither. It's good. Saying buttermilk.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
They've just opened up, so their cabinet's still kind of getting together. And totally. I opted for the butter and jam option. But
jam.
They were out of jam, so it was just butter. But look, they've only been open for like a week and a half at this point, so we'll give them for that. But I was expecting, you know, they've just opened up. I was expecting them to be, you know, sort of ironing out the crinkles, you know, figuring it out. But my God, Liam, that was one of the best cheese scones I've had in Christchurch. We're starting the rating high here.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's get into the nitty gritty. So you get it. We've sliced in half.
Yes, I was the slicer in half. It was very traditional formed.
Yeah. Okay. So was there much of a difference between like the crust and the inside?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, crunchy, cheesy on the outside.
Wow.
And very soft and pillowy on the inside. We talked about last week the tough line you have to walk between doughy soft, I suppose you could say.
Yeah, right.
And it was right on that line. And there was a lot of cheese inside it. I know this because it had all these sort of pockets of like grated cheese-shaped melted pieces of things.
Now, that's really interesting because some people, you know, go cheese scone is scone purely on like the crust of it.
Right, yeah.
Nah, you gotta get it in there, I reckon.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, lashings of butter, a good amount. And I spoke to David himself and he said, you know, he really has an irk about people not giving enough butter, so there was definitely arguably some people wouldn't use that amount of butter. But I don't know if it's me, but if I get cream cheese with a bagel, I will use all the cream cheese. If I get butter with a scone, I'll use all the butter. Like I just have to do it, you know?
More often than not, don't think I've received enough butter.
Right, yeah?
Yeah.
So this, if you think of those little, here's a good gauge for future reviews.
Yeah.
We can
please
measure, so butter quantity, the universal indicator, those little square plastic tubs you get from really crappy scones.
Yep.
That's so I'm talking maybe like 2.5 of those, maybe 3.
Okay.
Like quite a lot of butter. Like
not that's getting.
Obviously, they weren't in those plastic containers, but for scale.
I think that's actually a really good measurement system.
Let's keep that one on there. Yeah.
Okay, that is a decent amount of butter.
Yeah, it really was, and it was a really good experience. It was soft and pillowy, a good chew on the outside, lots of cheese on the top.
Yep.
And the chef popped his head out and he said, "Hey man, you enjoying the scone?" And I was like, "Yeah, man." And he was like, "Cool."
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
It was a great experience. So I'm gonna go and say go and get a scone from Beat Street.
Beat Street, okay. Oh, I'm so glad Beat Street's turning out to have slapping scones.
Oh, it was a worry there, you know.
Especially because, like, OG Beat Street, like, quite famous cafe.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. OG Beat Street was legendary, and then it kind of went downhill a wee bit, no offence. But it really was a bit shithouse. And then it's kind of come way back up, you know. And and David's really resurrected it, and he's doing a really good job. And it's close to both our houses, so I'm sure it'll become a regular spot for many.
Oh, very much so. And David is so lovely as well. So on the cheese-o-meter.
On the cheese-o-meter.
Yes. One being cheeseless, 10 being cheese.
Well, for the listener who's not here right now, they can't see that we've just had our lovely assistant drag in this giant thermometer, right?
Yes,
you can see in the
corner.
It really is quite big.
How do we get it in the studio?
I don't know. I mean, it's easily 7 foot tall. light bulbs all the way up. And I'm going to be twisting the wee cheese-o-meter knob down the bottom. Oh, and we're looking at about a 4.5 out of 5.
Oh,
very good level of cheesiness.
Ding, ding,
only
ding.
Thing that would take it higher than that, maybe a bit of cream cheese on top or something, like a real... Just absolute final blow.
Absolutely. Oh, Ruben, it is a pleasure to have you in here, mate.
Always a pleasure, mate.
Because you brought scone chat.
Yeah.
But also because you actually smell really good.
Yeah.
It's Giorgio Armani, apparently.
That's it.